Do you know who your son's father is?
5 years in prison? What's going on in this paternity fraud case? Let's take a look at what this woman actually did.
Now, Ms. Sear, you say you have proof that Mr. Manser is Dylan's father. You argue you are here to prove again that he is the father of your son, to finally stop him running from his responsibility.
Yes, ma'am.
So she wants to show everyone that this man needs to take responsibility and pay his child support? Will that really be the case?
She was a friend of my aunt. She was best friends with my aunt. We all lived in the same little community. She lived across the street. I knew of her. I knew her. I've spoken to her. But as far as intimacy, we was together one time. And I hate to be crude, but it was a one-night stand.
For nothing.
I don't think after all of this that has transpired, it really matters whether it was a one-night stand or a two-day tryst.
My biggest concern.
The point is you all had a sexual relationship at some point, so there is a possibility that he's the father of your son, Dylan.
Correct. Possibility.
Okay.
In retrospect, he claims it was a one-night stand while she thought the two were dating, and that one-night stand still means that Manson could be a father to her son, Dylan.
And so you showed up for court, and what
happened?
No,
I wasn't able to show up for court. I was completely on the other side of the state. I was indigent. I was living at my mom's, didn't have a job at the time. So I didn't show up for court, and I was named a natural father by default.
He couldn't attend that trial, and naturally, the court proclaimed him as a father. So basically, this woman saw an opportunity and decided to use it to her advantage.
Where's the proof? I've yet to see proof that the child's mine. He said that they obtained my DNA through a sample that was already on file. That's what she's claimed
for
this whole time.
For a daughter you didn't raise, too.
So, that's right. I'm not here to win any Father of the Year awards, believe me. I'm saying I've never been proven to be the father of this child. I hadn't met him until he was like 15 years after I initiated contact for my son, Chris. I wanted to...
So, wait. But I now, paid, are you convinced he is the father?
Yes, ma'am.
Why?
Because I have had a DNA test done, and I have the results right here. Would you like a copy of it?
Well, she's worked for Lab pretty much for the last 20 years. Those results, I'd question the validity of the results. I mean, she'd get those.
So who is in the right here, and who is in the wrong? It's hard to tell. The fact that she works at the lab makes it a real head-scratcher.
I mean, Ms. Sear, your evidence clearly states that there was a laboratory test performed.
Yes, ma'am.
I see here.
I don't think it happened. I think she worked in the lab and that she's had this thing manufactured. So,
At that time, I worked at a plasma center. I harvested plasma with 16-gauge needles. Had nothing to do with DNA.
I'm sure that, you know, when you're in a business, you know other people that's in the business.
Now, what's interesting to me is that for alleged father, it's entirely blank.
That's right.
Meaning
imagine that.
There is no Social Security number.
That's right.
There is no address.
She forgot to put that part in there.
There is no information about you. It's all blank. There's no picture of you. There's no photograph.
She didn't have that information. That's right. Exactly.
So, obviously, your contention that you didn't show up, you weren't there for this particular test, is
true.
Right. Because there's no evidence that you were there
on that
day.
That's exactly right.
We've established that.
Thank you.
We do, however, see a lab record of a collection taken on May the 1st, 1995, which they claim was you.
The story continues. The new testing was administrated, which both of the alleged parents submitted to determine if he is the father or not.
Hello, Dylan.
How are you?
Thank you for joining us. Now, Dylan, I want to know about your relationship with your father.
I feel like I don't know him that well.
We don't. We don't know each other.
Go ahead, son.
I love Chris, though. We've spent a lot of time together.
Your brother.
Yep.
We're gonna be brothers no matter what. No matter what happens after today.
I can't respect someone talking so much harmful to my mother.
That's what I didn't want to do. I didn't want to do that.
What do you want from today, Dylan?
I haven't seen either one of them in over a year now.
Is a daughter on the way?
I have a daughter due in November. You're the grandpa.
So not only will this man be the father, it seems, but he may be a grandfather as well. But there is also the option that he isn't either.
These results were prepared by DNA Diagnostics. And because this is a very special case, and we've had previous DNA testing done in which our plaintiff questions the chain of custody of the specimen, the actual sample that was collected.
Right. No, there's no doubt the results of this.
You filled out the proper forms.
That's right.
Including your names, date of birth, social security number.
That's right.
And you signed them, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
You presented photo IDs.
Yes, ma'am.
And there wasn't a friend of mine there either.
Not
That's
a
why these
there.
Will be accurate.
The lab, because of the sensitivity of this issue, ran two tests.
Nice.
The results are as follows. In the case of Manser versus Sear, Mr. Manser, you are not.
Oh, God.
His father.
Menson was relieved by the DNA results as it shows that he isn't a father to Dylan. But the next part comes as shocking as it gets.
5 years in prison. Dylan, I'm sorry, bro. This is why. This is why I did what I did.
But this is not.
She should be convicted of some crime.
No, I should not. I didn't.
That is
fraud. Mr. Manser.
That is fraud.
I know you're upset.
He spent 5 years in prison for not paying child support for a child that wasn't his. He believes that initial results were tempered, and he took the fall for such. But there is more.
Miss Sear, do you know?
Yes, ma'am.
You know who his father is?
Yes, I talk to him still.
What? She just admitted to knowing the actual father all this time, and that she is still in contact with him, and sent an innocent man to prison for 5 years.
5 years in prison! And then I say, do you know who your son's father is? And you say, yes, I'm still in touch with him. That is a really huge pill to swallow.
It's unbelievable how this case turned out, but what's your take on it? Drop a comment with your thoughts. And if you enjoy breaking down this wild case, make sure to hit that like button and subscribe for more courtroom drama.